Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening. I just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. We will start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, I thank you ever so much, Lord, because we know that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, Lord. You have given us power to overcome the enemies, O Lord. I ask that you will forgive us of our sins, Lord. I ask that you will help us to trust in you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind, and not to lead unto our own understanding, O Lord, but in all thy ways acknowledge you, Lord, and you will direct our path. Lord, we acknowledge you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to love you with all our heart. Help us to submit to your will. Help us to deny self and selfish ways and pride. Help us to be overcomer. Help us to be our brother's keeper, Lord. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. I ask that you will bless us in a marked way, Lord, and that you will bless our fellowship as we come together, glorifying you and magnifying your name on this holy Sabbath day. We thank you ever so much, Lord, for each and every one that has joined us, those that will be joining us. The pastor, Brother Cardo, Father, and his family, those that will be joining us via the rebroadcast or on now on the internet, those that are in Japan, Canada, Netherlands, Korea, Father, wherever they are, Lord, Central and South America, Touch their hearts, Lord. Answer their prayer, Lord. Bless their family. Provide for them, Lord. Keep them, Father, as the apple of your eyes. Bless us again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, this is truly a blessing to come together and be unified this Sabbath day, evening, I'm sorry, as we come together praising God. And I'd just like to share this reading before I go to the line. So press 1 so that I can open your line as soon as I'm finished reading so that you can share. I want everyone to get a chance to be able to share. The earlier we come, the more we can share, because others might come a little late, and that's when it's time to go into prayer or the message. So praise the Lord. I saw that God will in a wonderful manner preserve his people. Trouble. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me read that again. I saw that God will in a wonderful manner preserve his people through the time of trouble. As Jesus poured out his soul in agony in the garden, they will earnestly cry and agonize day and night for deliverance. The decree will go forth that they must disregard the Sabbath of the fourth commandment and honor the first day or lose their lives. But they will not yield and trample under their feet the Sabbath of the Lord and honor an institution of papacy. Satan's hosts and wicked men will surround them and halt over them, because there will seem to be no way of escape for them. But in the midst of their rivalry and triumph, there is heard a pearl upon pearl of the loudest thunder, gather blackness and are only illuminated by the blazing light and a terrible glow from heaven as God utter his voice from his holy habitation. Oh, brothers and sisters, what a wonderful time that will be. I know it will be fearful, but yet wonderful to see our Lord coming in the sky. And it continues, the foundation of the earth shake, building totter and fall with a terrible crash. The seas boil like a pot, and the whole earth is in terrible commotion. The captivity of the righteous is turned, and with sweet and solemn whispers, they say to each other, we are delivered. It is the voice of God. With solemn awe, they listen to the word of the voice. So we see there, the righteous are delivered. So brothers and sisters, let us continue to be faithful. We have to go through a time of trouble, but let us know that God said he'll never leave us or forsake us, and he will deliver us. And if we just call upon him, in him, he will show victorious in our life and in our situation. And not just at the time of trouble, even now as we're going through these little troubles and trials, if we call upon him and if we hit him and believe him, he will see us through these battles so that we can overcome them and go to bigger and greater battle. Amen? So that was a blessing to read that. And it was taken from YRP chapter 3:34 and paragraph 242.2 and 242.3. Amen. Amen. So please go ahead and press 1 if you haven't so that I can open your line so that you can share in your devotion, your song of meditation, or if you have a prayer request, I'll go ahead and, you know, open your line so you can share. Again, good evening and happy Sabbath. 518-951.
Line
is now open.
Okay. Good evening, my dear beloved. Happy Sabbath, Sister Carlo, and my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell calling from Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks. And Sister Carla, thank you for that reading, reminding us that in the time of trouble, you know, the Lord is always there. He promised that he will never leave us. And I thank God to know that he will preserve us. And even in this time of trouble, little time of trouble that we are going through, despite of our trials, tribulation, our death, losing loved ones, you know, and we saw what is happening around us. He said if we trust and if we believe in him, he will carry us through despite of what, right? All things is possible through him. And I so thank God that we have these wonderful quotes, wonderful promises in the word of God to allow us that we are not alone. We have read that we have angels guarding us morning, noon, and night. They are there with us, and all we have to do is to believe. So I thank God for these reading, and thank God for you, Sister Carla, and thank God for Advent Light as we were sharing this this morning, how God have kept us together as a little group, and it's not one, two, three, four. We are going into actually, Sister Carla, 9 years, right? God have preserved us, and we thank God for all the many blessings that he have given unto us. Unto us, then we can know that his word have been fulfilled. We saw it every day, every minute, every hour. But we just have to be faithful that we can carry out this message. So I thank God for my Advent family. Thank God for their prayers, you know, because, you know, without prayer, we cannot do nothing. Thank God for their support. Thank God for colleagues. Thank God for, you know, everything that he has done. And especially when we are out there for 6 days going in, up, and down, he is there with us. But when he gave us this wonderful Sabbath to remember, the Sabbath day to keep it holy, this is a day of refreshing. This is a day that we can only focus upon him and study his word and do the good that we can do as long as we can. My dear beloved, let us follow his footsteps. You know, tonight is not a night for me to be asking the Lord for anything. I am just here to give God thanks and praise for the many blessings, it's for health, for strength, you know, for taking me up the mountains, taking me down into the valleys, and to be doing his will. And I just have to give him praise for that. So, my dear beloved, I'm not going to stay too long because we want tonight is the Sabbath, and we want everyone to share the goodness of God. And I am going to really offer a word of prayer, giving God thanks for what he has done for each and every one of us. You know, the work have been carrying on very good year by year, and do not believe that it's Sister Powell alone is carrying the work, because I'm here physically. I know that my brothers and sisters, my Advent Life brothers and sisters are praying, so you are also doing the work, and it is not for one, it is for all of us. So I just want to thank you, my family, my children, my grandchildren. Continue to lift me up in prayer. I've been doing well, well. Brothers and sisters have been learning to trust you more. We have been doing Bible study. We have been feeding the children. We have been actually constructing home, you know, with the poor. So we have been doing the thing that the Lord have done. He have demonstrated it when he was on earth, and we are following it, my dear brothers. So I'm asking you to be strong and let us all work, because we do know that his coming is nearer than we think. So I will just offer a prayer. Father, we just want to thank you. We praise you, and we bring honor and glory to your wonderful name. especially, Lord, we here as a little group, Lord, many, many brothers and sisters, young ones, their father was with us, but dear Lord, circumstances, they are not here. But this evening, dear Father, we present them to you, Father. Lord, we thank you for the many, many Bible studies, the many camp meetings that you have given unto us. Togetherness we have, Lord, the three angel message, the gospel message, the study, the message, dear Father, end of time message here, the great controversy reading. Lord, all these things, Lord, you have brought us together that we could share, Lord, read, understand, and also to have a representative to carry out your work out there in the vineyard. And I want to thank you, Lord, the medical missionary, Lord, especially using our dear sister, Sister Carla, Lord, wherever the need is, she's there to help, Lord. And Heavenly Father, her love that she has shown, Lord, we just want to give you thanks and praise for your blessing. Continue upon her, dear Lord, as a mouthpiece, as a provider for the poor, the needy, dear Lord. Lord, a health care giver, dear Father, we ask you to give her the strength. Sometimes she may be, feel that she's alone, but Lord, help her that she may realize that she's not alone. Cover her, sir, with your blood, and also her son, Nicholas, and our daughter, dear Father. We ask you, Father, for your outpouring of your Holy Spirit, Lord, in Amanda and Nicholas, Lord. So this evening, as we come before your throne, you have heard the prayer of your dear servant, Lord, where she presents everyone who are listening, ever on the internet, those who are on the line, those are in different parishes, islands, Lord. We ask you to cover them, Father, because they found it important for them to be here watching and listening. So we just want to say, Lord, we thank you for the many, many years you have allowed us to search your scripture, search the word, Lord, and we found favor in your teaching, dear Lord. And as we found the favor in your teaching, Lord, we want to thank you that we are here to extend it to our brothers and our sisters out there. So we just want to thank you, Lord, as we are looking forward for your second coming. Help us, dear Lord, that we will be ready, not getting ready because there are times in our busy schedule, Lord, we do not remember you. But help us continually to prepare ourselves. Help us to be ready so that when you come, Lord, that will be a scene in the skies of glory when you will be there and your children will caught up to meet you. So we ask you, Father, for that faith and trust and believe that your word is truth, Lord. So you want us to settle in the truth. So, Father, help us to feed upon your word. Tonight, Lord, we present to you, dear Father, every brothers and sister who will be joining. Allow them to join and to share and to give thanks, Lord, because you are so good. You are so great. We present the speaker to you, dear Father. Cover the speaker under your blood. We present, dear Father, those who are feeling sick. At this time, cover them, those who lost their loved one. We ask you, Father, for that healing of comfort, Lord, towards them. And those who are troubling, Lord, allow them that they may see how precious this Sabbath is to them, that we will hold on to this Sabbath and be faithful to the Sabbath, Lord. We place all our youth. Help us that we know that you told us the youth will be the leaders of tomorrow, but they have to be taught, Lord, your word of truth. And we are not presenting the truth to these youth, how can they be leaders of tomorrow? So, Father, each one of us have that responsibility to train up the child in the way that they should, that when they become old, they will never depart from you. And if they depart, Lord, the Holy Spirit will prick their heart so that they will come back to you. So we present all those youths, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to keep us today. We cannot keep ourselves, and bless each heart, we pray. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. God bless.
Amen.
And thank you for opening that line. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that prayer. Thank you for joining. It's just, I'm just so happy in my heart this Sabbath day. I mean, just seeing what God is doing in my life, and I know that he's working miracles and doing things within each and every one of our life and our personal ministry that we know not of, and things that we're seeing, and I'm saying, Lord, really, is this you? So thank you, my dear sister. It's just a joy to hear your voice. It seemed like you never left. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to go to the next caller again. Good evening and happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Truly an honor to come to this line and together with brothers and sisters. We might not see each other face to face, but through faith, through spirit, you know, we're worshiping the Lord. And soon we will all be sitting at his table, his welcoming table, and at his feet, and being with him, sitting on his throne, if we are faithful. So let's purpose in our heart to be faithful. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller, 225-337. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I just want to thank our Father for on another Sabbath day. I would like to read a scripture from Exodus chapter 16. I would like to read 23 through 29, Sister Carla. And it says, it's Exodus chapter 16 and verse 23 through 28, I'm sorry. And it says 29. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord hath said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and see that ye will, and that which remaineth overlay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worms therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today that ye shall not find in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it. But on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, there shall be done. Excuse me, there shall be none. I'm sorry, the glasses. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my law? Verse 29, see, for that the Lord had given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. You know, I hear so much about this is your Sabbath day. And people will say that, but they don't understand. You give them something to read, they don't understand. But we got to pray and lift them up. Because here the Bible is saying about the Sabbath day. And you can go to any New Testament, it says the same thing. You go to Hebrews, and Hebrews chapter 4, and I don't know exactly what verse, but he says if Christ would have changed anything about the seven-day Sabbath, he said he would have did it then. He said, so there still remains a Sabbath rest unto God's people. Whomever want to choose to accept this commandment, God said there is still a rest revelation. God says to keep his commandments, and it also in John. So I just want to thank the Lord for just placing his Sabbath, his commandments all over the Bible. It's no particular. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament. If you read it, it's there. So I just thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for my brothers and sisters here on the prayer line. And I just thank God for the prayer Sister Power has prayed for us as a whole on the prayer line. And I'm just giving him thanks for what he has continued to do, as you said, Sister Paula. Thank you for opening my line, and may God bless each and every one, and everyone happy Sabbath. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for joining. Thank you for being also faithful on this line. You've been there from the beginning, you and Sister Powell, and as she said, 9 years. I mean, most marriages doesn't last 9 years, so we just thank the Lord for his presence in this ministry and in the life of each and every one of us. We're just steward. We're servant of the Lord, and we go through a battle, but we know the Lord is victorious, working through us to will and to do of his good pleasure. So thank you again, Sister Leola. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family. Amen. I'll go to the next caller. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 518-482. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Thank you, Father. I was on the line yesterday evening, but I didn't know if you all had, if you had anything went on. I was holding on after it, and there was nothing there. But, you know, I came off then, so I don't know if anything went on. Anything went on, Sister Carla? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I was on mute. Sister Stephanie was having problems. Sometimes the line will do that. So if any time that we're not able to meet, come back on maybe at 7:30, but they did do on another line, they use another line, and you know, I didn't have numbers to send it out. Thank you.
Okay, that's all right. yes, we'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, for his mercies endure forever. And I just want to thank God for his blessings, for his protection over all of us, myself, my family, and all of us on this line during the week. Yeah, I went and check out on my brother to see how he's doing, and he isn't doing worse, thank God. We went and gave him a nice cleanup, and I thank God that everything is going not worse, but as the same, but he isn't worse. And I heard just now when I came on, I was listening to, and I just want to piggyback on what I heard you were saying. In the time of trouble, I want to read Psalms 46. It said, God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea. Though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, a stream, whereof shall make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he had made in the earth. He maketh war to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts, and I want all of us to remember this, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, and he will be our refuge until we die. Even if we leave him, he will still be our refuge. You just have to call upon him And all of us should take this this Psalms to memory, because I was listening, the time is very near when some more trouble is coming upon this land. And this time they are coming for our children, parents. They are coming for our children. I don't even like to think about it, but we have to face the fact. They are trying to make another vaccine now. It might come out to the end of this year, by the end of this year, or early next year, 2022, for the children. What are we going to do? Are we going to trust in these pharmaceutical things that they're going on with, or are we going to trust in God? We have to put our trust in God, and we have the missionary program that they have going on now is something that, you know, I just encourage my daughter to take it, because they would need it. They are giving children vaccine, and this vaccine is not to get them well, it's to get them sick. Right now they have all type of virus going wrong, and early next year, I tell you, these things are in the making. And it's just around the corner. We have to know these things and keep our faith and trust grounded in God, because if we don't know what is coming, we cannot be prepared. We cannot be prepared. So as brothers and sisters on this line, I advise all of us, be wise. I'm so proud to hear Sister Powell is doing so much over there. Sister Powell, God bless you over there for a purpose, okay? I wish me over here would catch your fire and try to do what you are doing. And I am jealous of you, okay? And that's the right jealousy I have. I want to sing this song, God is in the time of trouble. In the time of trouble, he will hide you. In the time of trouble, he will hide you. In the time of trouble, he will hide you. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall we fear? Whom shall we fear? My God is my refuge, and I shall not fear. Whom shall I fear? So God is our refuge and strength, and I pray that he will cover all of us. As long as we put our trust and our confidence in him, we are going to be covered. We are going to be covered. This missionary, missionary program that we are having there, that they're teaching them, it's the Advent message to all the world in this generation. My dear brothers and sisters, we really have to be covered by God's protection. And you know, I believe that if we believe that God could cover us, we will be covered. But if you don't believe, and if you don't know what is coming to prepare, we will fail. We will fail, because they are planning these things for us and for our children. And it made me very sad to think that they are attacking the children, but they're attacking the children, they're attacking the parents, because the parents would have to divide their children if they don't, you know, if they don't cooperate with them. They're going to take them away, and it's just fearful. But we don't have to fear. We have to trust God. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us keep God as our refuge. Let's uplift the name of the Lord, and to tell people, to tell our friends, that this is no time to sit down. It's not a time of, you know, ease to sit in Zion now and sit in a rocking chair. We should go out there by God's grace and try to do something, to tell somebody, to warn the world, to warn our friends, to warn our neighbors, our loved ones. My brothers, I have to do some real, you know, missionary work out there, because they look as though they're just rocking there out there, thinking they're having a good time. And I'm telling them that the time is late. The time is late. Let me say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, I come before you this evening. We are not worthy. None of us is worthy of your blessings, your goodness, your mercy towards us. But Father, you have told us these things. You have told us all of these things in your book, in your words, that we should prepare, because the Sabbath test is coming, and it will be coming to all of us as individuals. So, Father, I pray that we will take things into our own hands. Don't take things lightly, because these things that we are hearing today will be our test for tomorrow, especially the Sabbath that we are talking about. The Sabbath is what will be the test of us. You either take the mark of the beast, or, you know what, if you don't have the seal of the living God, we'll have to take the mark of the beast. And some of us, sadly to say, we are going to take it because we don't even know what it is. And that is very, very sad. So this evening, Father, I place this prayer line into your hands. And all those who are being warned and are hearing what is going on in the world and what is coming down on us in a very short time, help us, Lord. Help us that we will believe and make our calling and election sure. Be with those who are halting between two opinions and say nothing is coming. But Father, I pray that you will encourage them in your word. Help them to read and study for themselves so that God could impress upon them what is really coming down on us. And I just want to thank you for this prayer line and for all the good leadership that we have here. And some of us taking it as a joke. We are not taking it very seriously. But I thank the Lord for my family. God is good to all of us. May God bless us and keep us faithful in the time of trouble. Thank you, God, for hearing and answering my simple prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister.
Amen.
Paula, for opening my line just to say those few words. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for coming on and sharing. We really appreciate you on this line, and thank you for your words of encouragement and your words of help to let us know what is going on. They are truly after our children. They are after us. As you turn on the news, or, you know, I don't watch TV, but on my phone, you're always getting something is coming in. Someone died, you know, this one died suddenly in their 30s, in their, you know, 40s, young people, you know, dying just suddenly out of nowhere. And I don't know if people are making connection, but may the Lord truly help us. And may he protect us from the Egyptian, the Amorites, the Ammon, those that are, you know, a wicked nation and, you know, wicked people that's around his people. There is where Israelite, you know, by in spirit. So may the Lord truly help us and protect us. And we know who we believe in, who we trust in. Amen. So thank you again, Sister Consonelli, for coming on and sharing. I will go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you. I have a few more lines to open, so we have just a few minutes. So please be brief from that from this call on. Please be brief. We have three more lines to open so that we can get into prayer and turn the line over to Brother Ricardo with his message. Amen. The bridegroom tarried. So while he's tarrying, what are you doing, my brothers and sisters? What are you doing in this tarrying time? We have a work to do. Are you being faithful in the work that the Lord has for you to do? So that's the question that we all individual must answer. So I open the line for 857-505. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open. Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, my brothers and sisters. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, today is my birthday. Sister Carla, I want to do a special prayer for Brother Ricardo. At the moment, I hear the voice of the Lord say to me to pray for Brother Ricardo at this moment. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we want to give you thanks, God. We want to give you praise because, God, you deserve the praise, Lord. God, how excellent is your name, God. God, we come to you, Lord, because, God, we give you thanks. We give you praise, Lord. Today is the day how the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, Lord. Come bless Sister Carla, Lord, with hosting the prayer line, Lord. We ask for God to come bless Sister Carla, God, in a special way, Lord. We ask for God to watch over Sister Carla, Lord. We ask for God to cover Sister Carla, Lord, with your righteousness, Lord. God, break every chain, God, for Sister Carla today, Lord. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask for God to strengthen Sister Carla, Lord. We ask for God to give her the power, Lord. Give her deliverance, God. God, we want to lift for Sister Carla's son, Lord, and daughter, God. We want to lift for Brother Nicholas to you, Lord. God, we want to lift for Sister Amanda to you, Lord. We ask for God to come bless them, God, in a special way, Lord. We ask for God to watch over them, Lord. God, we want to lift for Brother Ricardo, Lord, who's going to preach on the prayer line, Lord. We ask for God to come bless him, Lord. We ask for God to cover Brother Ricardo, Lord, with your righteousness, Lord. We ask for God to come bless Brother Ricardo, Lord. God, we ask for God to break every chain, God, for Brother Ricardo, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for God to come bless Brother Ricardo, God, in a special way, Lord. We ask for God to come bless him, Lord. Allow him to feel your blessing, Lord. Allow him to sing praises unto you, Lord. Allow him to open his mouth, God, to sing that song, Lord, to break every chain, Lord, to break every chain, Lord. There is power. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, there is power. Yes, Lord. Come bless Brother Ricardo, Lord. Watch over him, Lord. Watch over his wife, Lord, Sister Samantha, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Samantha, God, in a special way, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Samantha, Lord. We ask God to cover Sister Samantha, God, with your righteousness, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Dorothy to you, Lord. Come bless Sister Dorothy, Lord. We ask God to come watch over Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we want to lift our Sister Dorothy, beloved daughter, Lord, who's under Avalite Ministry, Lord. We ask God to come bless Sister Dorothy's beloved daughter, Lord. We ask God to come bless her, God, in a special way, Lord. God, allow her to bring your message to God on the prayer line, Lord. Allow her to bring the powerful message on the prayer line to Lord, to bring a powerful message, Lord. God, we ask God to knock a door in her heart, Lord. God, we ask God to knock a door in her heart, Lord. We ask God, allow her to come and to come preach your word, God, on the prayer line, Lord. God, we ask God, amen, to cover her, God, with your righteousness, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless her sisters, Lord. Watch over her sisters, Lord. Watch over her son, God, her daughters, Lord. Watch over her nephews, her nieces, Lord. Watch over her nephew too, Lord, who came home yesterday, Lord. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that her nephew came home, Lord. Brother Anthony, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Bless him, Lord. Watch over him, Lord. Watch over everyone, God, in the prayer line, God. Strengthen everyone, Lord. Bless Sister Power. Watch over Sister Power, Lord. Watch over Sister Carla. Watch over every single one of us, Lord. Watch over Brother Ricardo, Lord. God, I want to thank you, God, that Brother Ricardo's preaching his ministry to you, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Watch over him, Lord. God, allow Sister Carla to sing happy birthday to me, Lord. Bless us, God. Watch over us, God. God, in the mighty amen. Name of
thank
Jesus,
you,
we pray
Eli.
With
thank
thanksgiving.
You.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Again, thank you, Brother Eli. And yes, I do want to wish you happy birthday. And we know this is the Sabbath, and God has blessed you on this holy Sabbath day to usher in your birthday on his Sabbath. But, you know, the Sabbath is foremost as we're celebrating right now the Sabbath. So we will sing happy birthday to you on Sunday or after the Sabbath. Jesus love you, my brother. Thank you for the prayer. Continue to trust in the Lord. Continue to be faithful, and we will receive that crown, and we will behold our Lord. Amen. So thank you again. I'm going to the next caller. Again, be brief. I have a couple more hands that has one individual that has pressed one. So I just want to welcome you this evening. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Two, good evening. Your line is now open. See if your line is on mute. Not sure if I already opened this line. I might have. Okay. We'll open it already. So the next caller, again, please be brief, 272-770. Good evening. Happy Sabbath.
Amen, Sister Caller. Thank you for opening my line.
Amen.
Happy
Amen.
Sabbath. This is Sister Tamiko from Pennsylvania. God bless you all, my brothers and sisters. And I thank Brother Eli for praying for me and my nephew. And I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory, because he's so worthy to be praised. I thank him for bringing me through another week. I thank him for helping me, protecting me, guiding and keeping me, and everyone on the prayer line as well. May the Lord continue to bless each and every one of us and give us abundance of blessings and continue to protect us and keep us covered. So I'm just asking that you would continue to bless my nephew Anthony. He came home yesterday out of prison after being wrongfully accused, and he was locked up for 25 years. So he's just so happy to be home, and I ask for prayer for him. And he's just so happy, and he's praising the Lord. So I thank God that he's home with his family now. And I just want to, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's just a blessing that he's home. He's very loving and kind, and he said he wanted to get back into the Word of God and continue to keep reading his Bible and preaching and helping others. So I'm very grateful, and I just wanted to share that with everyone. And just want to read a scripture here in Psalms chapter 121, verses 1 through 8. Praise the Lord. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Praise the Lord. So I just wanted to share that with all my precious brothers and sisters. And we know that our help comes from the Lord. So whatever we're going through, whatever situation we may be facing, we can always trust in the Lord and ask him to help us, because he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. So I love you all, and I'm asking for prayer requests. I would like to lift up all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line, Brother Eli, as he has a beautiful birthday today, and Sister Powell in Jamaica, Sister Continelli and her family, and her brother as well. Prayer for you, Sister Carla, and for all of us. I'm asking for prayer for my family and, you know, for my children, and for Brother Ricardo as well. So thank you for opening my prayer line. God bless you all, and happy blessed Sabbath to you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Sister Tamika, for coming on and that wonderful news of your nephew getting out of jail. May he fully surrender, and may you continue to lift him up, and we also, and uphold him, you know, to the Lord, so that they will be clear, and he will choose the right path, and the devil will not have an upper hand in his life. So it's a blessing to see your nephew, and for his family to also see him and to be freed, and came that we might be free, amen, free from sin, free from this sick world, this the burden and the suffering that we're going through. He came so that we might have life and have more abundantly. So we have to choose ye this day that who you're going to serve. So Let us purpose in our heart to serve the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. Amen. So I'm going to the next caller. Thank you for joining us this Sabbath evening, 931-332. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. I want to wish everybody a happy Amen. Sabbath, Ella Richardson, from Iron City, Tennessee. Praise the Lord. I know we don't have too long, so I just do a psalm. I'll let the message come out in this song. And I know we are not tired of hearing this song because it's a day that we all are expecting in the by and by the grace of God. Be Sabbath to all. What a day that will be. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim our eyes. All is peace forevermore, 100 happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes us by the hand, leads me through that promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no more pain, no more parting over dear. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, one who saved me by his grace. And then you take me by the hand, oh, lead me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, oh, glorious day that will be. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a day that will be. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that song. It's going to be a glorious day. Amen. Again, we have one more call before we go into a brief prayer. We have so many prayers today. We know that the Holy Spirit is with us. Amen. So please be brief. 985-232. Good evening. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. I just thank the Lord for Brother Richardson. I didn't even want it to end. We never get tired of your voice, Brother Richardson. It can go on and on. Thank the Lord for you. I have a prayer, sister, and I would like to share with everyone. Father in heaven, thank you for my parents, for the things I've learned from them, and for the good things they did for me. Bless my parents, draw their heart to you, and let them live the remainder of their days for you. Help me to keep the wisdom and learn from them. and remind me of it in the time when I needed it. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to thank God. My parents, both my parents are deceased. But, right, I just lean and depend on Jesus as my parents and trying to follow his steps, asking to give me the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that I didn't have back then to take a walk, go walk and show me how to go his ways, because my parents didn't teach me. They didn't have church. So I won't take up time, and that's where I'm at right now, and I just thank him for what he's doing. So I'm going to turn it over to Brother John. I just ask for prayer. I've been like family and friends and all our other missing members and those just sick and whatever going on. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana, and just want to be brief and say thank God for the prayer line as always. Thank God for him blessing us and healing us in times we need healing and just giving us strength in time we need strength and so on and so forth that he does for us, our Heavenly Father. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John. Thank you very much for coming on and sharing, and we thank the Lord for you always, that he will keep you. Let us say a brief prayer before we go into the message. Good evening again, my brothers and sisters. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for the message and the messenger that you have brought before us, a faithful young man that loves you, Lord. We ask that you will continue to bless him, bless his ministry, bless his wife, his home. As a whole, Lord, may your will be done in his life, Lord. May he consecrate himself to you each and every day, Lord. Bless each and every one of us. You heard our prayer requests. You know our hearts. You know what's aching us, Lord. You know what trials is up we're up against, Lord. But I ask that your will be done in our life. I ask that you will bless us, Lord, that you will help us, the unspoken prayer requests, those that did not get to come on. And voice their prayer requests or their testimonies, Sister Katie, Elder Rick, and there are so many others that are listening via the internet, Lord. Bless them, answer them accordingly, Lord. Bless us mightily, O Lord, on this Sabbath day. You want to bless your people. You want to take us in as a hen take in her children and just gather us together and help us and heal us and strengthen us, Lord. Please, Lord, be with us. Continue to guide us and keep us. Continue, Lord, to be with those that are sick among us, O Father. May you heal them, and may they never go back to those things that make them sick, O Lord. Or those that are in financial difficulty, mental difficulty, Lord, going through the crucible, Lord, we ask for a special blessing and healing upon them. Again, bless the speaker at this time. Bless his word that is coming from his mouth, that it will be straight from the throne of grace and mercy. We thank you and we praise you, O kind and loving Father. Please fill us, Lord. Fill us until we want no more, Lord. There's never going to come a time that we want no more of your Holy Spirit. We want a bigger portion, O Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I will go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo. Please have your notepad, your Bible, and your pen, brothers and sisters, the bridegroom chariot. Amen. Your line is now open, Brother Ricardo, and blessed Sabbath to you and your family.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for holding up my line. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Through another week, the Lord has brought us on our way. As Sister Carla just said, please get your notepad and your writing instruments, beloved, because the time is coming that Jesus told us in his word that there's going to be a famine, not of bread and water, but of hearing of the word of God. But so now we see we are approaching two types of famine, the spiritual and also the literal. Even though the literal food may go away from us, beloved, make sure that you have your spiritual food. Let us go into a prayer, and please pray for me that my words will not be heard, but Christ will be heard and Christ will be uplifted. I pray that you may fix your eyes upon the cross. By faith, look on Jesus, and you shall live. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Thank you so much for the privilege, Lord, to bring us to another week. We are not worthy of it, but Lord, we thank you so much for your goodness. It is your goodness that draw us, want to spend time in your presence, in your holy house. Lord, I'm asking you for the Holy Spirit to touch my mind, touch my brain, nerves, oh God. Take full control of me, oh God. And bless your people, Lord, wherever they are at this moment. I'm asking you that angel of excellent strength to be around and about us. And let a peace that surpasses all understanding, let me feel it like felt it like never before. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The bridegroom tarry. Why is he tarrying? When you hear the bridegroom tarry, why is he tarrying, friends? Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. We want to know, why is the bridegroom tarrying? Why is Jesus tarrying? How many years we hear that God is coming, why we don't see is approaching us yet? We want to know why the Lord is tarrying. Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Let's read. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering. Why is the Lord is tarrying, beloved? The Lord is long-suffering towards you and I. He is long-suffering. God, can you imagine Jesus is saying, we say, Lord, we want you to come, but God, Jesus is saying to you and I on this Sabbath evening, until you and I get it together, then I can put in my appearance. Until Jesus sees his self in us, until he sees his image in us, until the Father see Christ in us, the hope of glory, the bridegroom tarry. And while the bridegroom tarry, many of God people, we are sleeping spiritually. And I pray that, brothers and sisters, you sit up, see what God has in store for us. Listen again. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. He is coming, but he is not slack concerning his promise. We are slack concerning the Lord's promise. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men call slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What a mighty God we serve. Thank God that God do not think and operate like man. The Bible says God is long-suffering toward you and I. Even in our wrongs, even in our sins, beloved, God still long-suffering. Why? His will for you and I, that you and I will not perish, beloved, but you and I come to repentance. I am with me, friends. Go with me now. Matthew chapter 25, verse 5. Matthew chapter 25, verse 5. Write these things down and go back and to see if these things are so. Do not come here and just listen to my word. You need to be like the barbarians to search and see if these things are so. Line upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Are you with me, friends? We need to exercise our spiritual senses in these last days, because a lot of us, we are going to sleep spiritually. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, is read, while the bridegroom tarry, they all slumber and slept. They all slumber and slept. So now you do not see the difference now. This is the 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. But something going to transpire when the call comes forth that the bridegroom coming. Let's read verse 6, Matthew chapter 25, verse 6. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Remember, they all slumber and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Listen to this quotation right here. Christ Object Lesson, page 412, paragraph 1. Christ Object Lesson, page 412, paragraph 1. Character is revealed by a crisis. Let that sink in. What does the counselor said? Crisis is revealed. No, sorry. Character is revealed by a crisis. When the earnest voice proclaim at midnight, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. The sleeping virgin refused. The sleeping virgin arose from their slumber. Listen now. Remember, all the bridegroom tarried on all slumber and slept. Listen to this now, beloved. And it was seen who had made preparations for the event. There is an event is coming, beloved. A time of trouble is coming. The storm is blowing, beloved. And we are told these things are going to get more frequent and more disastrous. But the time that the great and final test is going to prove and to show many of us if we are playing church or if we are making the necessary preparation to meet this crisis. Listen again. Go ye out to meet him. The sleeping virgin arose from their slumbers, and it was seen who had made preparation for the event. It is in a crisis that character is revealed. The great final test comes at the close of human probation, when it will be too late for the soul need to be supplied. So, beloved, while we have time, while time linger, time is running out on Seventh-day Adventist. Time is running out on you and I, Advent life. Prepare, get ready, and get others ready. Trials that is coming upon us, the difficult times that is coming upon us, gonna prove if you spend time with Jesus. Gonna prove if you have a form of godliness and deny the power. Gonna prove if you spend quality time in the Word of God. Gonna prove if you have a hunger and thirst after righteousness. Beloved, only thing can keep you, because beloved, the time is coming. The power that be say, the abundance of things is over with. Now we must start living little. And we are told in the spirit of prophecy that God going to give us food to sustain life. That means we ain't going to eat no big plate of food in these last days. So, beloved, your food that going to sustain you is the word of God. Do you remember John 4, when Jesus was meeting the woman at the well and the disciple go into the city, and when he come back, the disciple was wondering, who give Jesus food? But Jesus tell them this. Go with me to John chapter 4, verse 34. John, listen to what Jesus responds to his disciple. The time is coming to you, for you and I as well, beloved, because many we are told, human law is going to be made so stringent that men and women will not dare to keep the Sabbath for wanting of food and clothing. Why? Why they do not want to keep the Sabbath? Because of starvation. Because of food, and many gonna sell their birthright like Esau for a morsel of bread. It's serious, beloved. Get ready. Listen to what Jesus said to all his disciples. John chapter 4, verse 34. They was banging in Jesus, praying, Master, eat. Jesus said, John chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus said unto them, my meat, what is meat? Present you. We are told there are many precious truths that contain in the word of God, but it is present truth that the flock need now. Why the flock need present truth? We are told, I saw a danger that the ministers are running off from the important point and are dwelling on subject that is not calculated to sanctify and to unite the flock. What present truth do? To unite and to sanctify. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. It is in our crisis that character is revealed. The great final test comes at the close of human probation. This goes for me as well. Go with me to Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Please write these things down. I'm giving you present truth, beloved. Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Let me show you that the parable of the of Matthew 25 is present truth. Let me give you this one. Review and error. I'm coming back to Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Review and error. August 19, 1890, paragraph 3. Paragraph 3. The parable of the 10 virgins of Matthew 25 also illustrates the experience of the Adventist people, and also a great controversy. You find this in also a great controversy, page 393. Listen now. I am often referred to the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 of whom were wise and 5 foolish. This parable has been, in other words, this parable already fulfilled in 1844 and will be fulfilled to the very letter. Special application to this time. What? The parable of the 10 virgins have a what? Special application to what this time? And like the third angel message has been fulfilled and will continue to be present truth. So the parable of the 10 virgins, go ye to meet him. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, and also the third angel, it is what? Present truth. Since the close of time, review and error, August 19, 1890, paragraph 3. Go back with me now to Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. And he cometh unto the disciple and findeth them asleep, mercy, and said unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Are you hearing this? Verse 41, Matthew 26, verse 41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Why? Pause, beloved. Prayer is the breath of the soul. Brothers and sisters, through Bible study, and a hunger for righteousness in these last days, and a prayerful life, going to keep you. You do not want to only to have a crave when it comes to Friday evening, preparation day, is the only time that you have an interest and a hunger to hear the word of God. No, beloved, you need to have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus. Notice what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed is he that is hunger and thirst after righteousness. Whose righteousness is this? Jesus Christ's righteousness, the hope of glory. Blessed is he that is hunger and thirst after righteousness. And he shall be what? Filled. Jesus wants to fill you and I in these last days with his character. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, beloved, but the flesh is weak. Which one are you feeding the most? Entertainment and all these things, social media, you are feeding the flesh. Bible study and prayer meeting and fasting and prayer, you are feeding the spirit. And in the end, going to show which one of the men that you are feeding. The carnal man or the spiritual man. Are you with me, friends? The test is coming upon every one of us. This test is going to come at my door, your door, and the time going to show and to prove if you have a form of godliness and deny the power, or if you have an intimate, close relationship with Jesus, because Jesus will keep you. Because the time is coming, beloved. He said, departed from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Don't fall asleep. Give you another quotation, beloved. Ministers and Gospel Records, chapter 3, page 118, paragraph 1. Testimonies to Ministers and Gospel Workers, chapter 3, page 118, paragraph 1. The pearls of the last days are upon us, and in our work we are to warn the people of the danger they are in. What? Are you hearing this, beloved? The pearls, the danger, in other words, the danger of the last days are upon us. And in our work, we are to warn the people of the danger they are in. Let not the solemn scene which prophecy has revealed be left untouched. If our people were half awake, what if our people were half awake? If they realize the nearness of the events portrayed in the Revelation, are you hearing this, beloved? If our what? If our people were what? Half awake. If they realize the vaccine bringing the population, beloved, do you know that the power that they are saying now, scientists come up with the facts that they are saying, the scientists, the whistleblower that the power that called. They are saying that everyone who been poisoned or vaccinated going to eventually die. These people who in the funeral home who bomb bodies and all of these things, they are realizing that they cannot bomb the body because these people, they are dying suddenly, and they are realizing that a lot of blood clot in their body. And they are telling that the scientists who's coming up, the doctors is coming forward, they call them whistleblowers now. They are saying that the vaccine works two ways. It can kill you quickly, or it's a sudden death, or it takes time. And while it deteriorates, destroying the body, beloved, my sister talked earlier, beloved, we are told that the power that be, the rich man, the merchants of the earth, they're going to use sorcery and to deceive all nations. What is sorcery? Witchcraft. Pharmakia. What is not a word for pharmakia? You know it. Drugs, medication. So you see now, why you think that, you know, you see the importance of our health message. Some of us, we mock up the health message. God see the future. God see the beginning and the end. And he gives you a right way of living. A lifestyle changes of eating and living, exercise, sunshine, fresh air, and all these things. But we mock and jeer these things. But when the world says do this, we follow the world. We believe the worldly doctors, that even the natural remedies that God give unto us. And we see now many of our brothers and sisters, but the sister wife said, many going to be put to sleep. And I couldn't understand that, but God is with brothers and sisters. I have a study that is coming to show you what does it mean to many going to be put to death. I have a study regarding Ezekiel. So God said many going to be put to sleep. Why? Because of the time of trouble. Why? Because many cannot face what is to come. And beloved, take care of your body. Eat right. Exercise. Follow the counsel. Because, brothers and sisters, you and I need to be fit. You and I need to be in Jesus Christ like never before. Stop playing church. Get right. Get everything ready. Fall in line, beloved. Because some things is coming up on the earth, beloved. And I pray by the grace of God that we can stand and not compromise and give in to the power that be. If our people were half awake, if they realize the nearness of the event portrayed in the Revelation, a reformation will be wrought in our church. What? A reformation will be wrought in our church. And many more will believe the message. We have no time to lose. God call upon us to watch for souls of death that might give an account, advance new principles, and crowd in, listen to this, beloved, and crowd in the clear-cut truth. The word of God is like our two-edged sword. Some of us, we want to have a controversial attitude when truth is spoken. But, beloved, I am a servant of the Most High God. I don't care how you receive it, but I speak on Jesus' behalf. Because if I do not tell you the truth, your blood will not be upon my hand, on my shoulder, on my head. I am going to tell you the truth, and I leave the rest with you and God. Listen now, and crowd in the clear-cut truth. It will be as a sword cutting both ways. The word of God, it cut both ways. Listen now to the counsel. When the word of God cut you, humble yourself and repent. When the word of God cut both ways, listen now, but be not too ready to take a controversial attitude. Are you hearing this? Do not fight against the word. and rail up against it. Say, Lord, thank you for that rebuke. Thank you. There will be times when we must stand and see the salvation of God. Let Daniel speak. Let the revelation speak and tell what is truth. But whatever phrase of the subject is presented, uplift Jesus as the center of all hope. Are you hearing this? The root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Christ must be uplifted. Christ must be exalted. Beloved, take heed. Go with me to Matthew. We're still in Matthew. Matthew chapter 26, now verse 38. Listen to what Jesus says to the disciples, and he's talking to us. This is for us too. Matthew chapter 26, verse 38. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Watch, beloved, lest you walk naked and your shame will be exposed. But Jesus said, buy of me gold tried in the fire, that your shame or your nakedness will not appear. Jesus wants to cover you and I in these last days. Verse 43, Matthew chapter 26, verse 43. Verse 43. And he come and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Their eyes were heavy. Listen to what spirit of prophecy. What does it mean their eyes were heavy? What caused them for their eyes to be heavy? Listen to what this conscience said. Testimony for the Church, Volume 2, Chapter 29, page 205, paragraph 1. We want to know what caused the disciple to fall in asleep, not realizing or have a discernment, knowing that Jesus about to die for their sin. Jesus about to die for the whole world. But Jesus come and found them asleep again. This is the second time. For their eyes were heavy. Can't stay up. He said, watch with me. Testimony for the Church, Volume 2, Chapter 29, page 205, paragraph 1. The Son of God went away the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Again, he came to his disciples and found them sleeping. Their eyes were heavy. Listen to this now. By these sleeping disciples is represented a sleeping church. Are you hearing this, beloved? Warning. This is warning for us. Their eyes were heavy. By these sleeping disciples is represented a sleeping church. When the day of God's visitation is nigh, it is a time of cloud and thick darkness. When to be found sleeping is most perilous. Perilous. Dangerous times we are living in, beloved. No time to sleep, beloved. No time to be careless and indifferent in these last days. It's going on time. It's wrapping up time. Go with me to Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 and 25. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 and 25. Remember the bridegroom tarry. Why the bridegroom tarry? God is not slack concerning his promise, as some man count slackness. Remember? For he is long-suffering toward us. His will that none of us to perish, but all remember, beloved, to come to repentance. When you are going through difficulty and say, Lord Jesus, I want you to come for this wicked world. I am tarrying my daughter. I am tarrying my son because I don't see my character in you fully develop as yet. So you need to cry and say, Lord, help me to fully develop your character. I want to go to heaven. Why Jesus is tarrying Advent life? Because he's long-suffering. You are not ready. I am not ready even though I'm speaking to you. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. The sealing time about to start with the living. Going to shift from the dead. You and I do not know when our name is going to come before in heaven. Can you imagine that, brothers and sisters? Your name is in the book in heaven. You and I do not know. Your name can come in the book when you're sleeping, you're driving, you're at work, you're cursing out somebody, you're getting mad, and you have evil surmising on all these things. But brothers and sisters, you and I need to start living like it's our last day. We need to start living like that. Please, brothers and sisters, take heed. I love you. I want to see you in heaven. Some of you, I never saw you. I hear your voice. Can you imagine we're going to heaven, beloved? We're going to know each other like we know each other for years. How do you get here, my sister? Let me tell you about the goodness of God. I hear the message of present truth, and I make my calling and election sure. When I start contemplating and reading upon studying and present truth, I see Jesus' righteousness, his character. But when I look at myself, my character is far away from him. And I cry out and stretch forth my hand and say, Lord, save me. And he grabbed me by the hand like Peter. Pull me up, clean me up, wash me off, and put a garment of righteousness, his righteousness upon me. Beloved Jesus, I have a new garment for you. Don't worry about these clothes that you have to maintain and try to keep up and the colors wash out, beloved. One day Jesus will give you a garment. One day Jesus will give you a new name, beloved. A name is not marred with sin. One day Jesus, beloved, will cause you to walk on shoes of gold, beloved. One day, beloved, he will give you your new shoes. One day he will put a song on your lips, beloved. One day Jesus will put joy and happiness in your mouth, beloved. One day he will give you a harp and a palm tree in your hands, beloved, and to give him praise, glory, and honor. One day, beloved, go home. Time is coming, beloved. We are nearing home, beloved. Get ready, and remain ready, because Jesus Christ is coming, and his reward is with him, beloved. Jesus have reward for you. There's going to be a joy like never before. You're going to stand and look on the Savior. This is the God who we are waiting for. He will save us. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Advent life, get ready. He loves you so much. He loves you. Do not let Satan put doubt in your mind. Jesus said, I am faithful and just. Even if you sin, whatever weakness you have, go to Jesus. Cry out to him, even with tears. And remember, when you are crying, Jesus wiped those tears. Jesus tore those tears in a battle in heaven. Because he's going to remember, my daughter, my son, remember, I remember when you were crying to me, when you see that sin in your life and you ate that sin, but there is no power in you. You are asking me, the Lord, I want to get victory over sin. Lord, this sin caused me to be separated from you. And I give you my grace. I give you strength to overcome on a daily basis. Jesus will bring up those memories, beloved. And you and I will say, glory, hallelujah. Jesus is coming. Get ready. The bridegroom, sorry, he's waiting. Who is waiting on? Jesus is waiting. Can you imagine? Jesus said, I have 99 sheep. You do not know how important you are, Advent Life. Jesus may be saying that only one person may on this prayer line. Do not get it right, but I'm waiting for you. Can you imagine, Jesus, I have 100 sheep, and I leave the 99 and go look for that one? Come on, beloved. You have to know your value. Jesus laid down his life. This is the greatest love, Jesus said. A friend who laid on his life, beloved. You have to realize that you are valuable in the eyes of God. Stop, get up out of the dirt and let Jesus clean you up. Remember that Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and where I am, there you will be also. Believe his word and stop doubt your God. Stop doubting him. I know some of you are sick and tired of this world. Satan come to break up your family. Children is not walking with the Lord. They're not keeping the Sabbath. They're rebellious in these last days. But remember, beloved, those demons that cause trouble, frustration, sickness, and all of these things in your life, remember, those demons, you will see those demons burn in your face, burn in your sight. We will see the deceiver, Satan, the enemy of our soul, beloved. You just need to remain faithful and to have a relationship with Jesus. Don't let Satan put you in a spiritual slumber in these last days. storm is coming. A storm is coming. Get ready, son of God. Went away the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And again he came to his disciple and found them sleeping. Their hearts were heavy. By these sleeping disciples is represented as sleeping church when the day of God visitation is nigh. In a time, it is a time of cloud and thick darkness. Go with me to Matthew chapter 13, 24 and 25. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 and 25. Another parable put his foot unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Remember, Jesus was praying, was going agony. Jesus said, my soul is sorrowful. Jesus' soul is sorrowful for you and I in these last days, even though he's in heaven. Why? Because he's praying for you. He wants you, Advent life, to realize that even though I died for you, I'm still praying to God the Father. Come on, beloved. Think about these things now, friends. Think about these things, beloved. Jesus already died for you on Calvary Cross, and he is your high priest, and you're telling me that Jesus is still praying for you and I behalf. Jesus is still praying that you get victory over sin. Jesus is still praying that you get your family members or your house in order. Jesus is still praying that Satan will be crushed under your feet one day. Jesus is praying that you will be in his mansion, in his kingdom one day. Come on, friends. Think about these things, beloved. Think about these things. This is what your Savior is doing in heaven for you right now, preparing a place for you. There is enough room for you, beloved. There is enough room. This is not like a three-bedroom that you have and family members coming over and you have to get a little blow-up bed and this one sleep in the couch. No! There's a special place in heaven for you. Jesus has a crown for you. A place that you can lay down your crown. Jesus has wings for you. A house, a place for you. And you ain't got to worry about padlock cameras and all these things with mud and rust coming in. You ain't got to worry about furniture going to break up and all these things. The children going to ruin it. Jesus said you will not worry about these things. He's coming in your house to steal. No, friend. Sin will not never rise again. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 and 25. Another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, mercy, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Lord have mercy. We can't sleep in these last days. Can't sleep. Go with me to Luke chapter 13, verse 6. Luke chapter 13, verse 6 and 7. Brother Jesus, love you so much. Luke chapter 13, verse 6 and 7. Certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then he said unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come picking fruit on this fig tree, and found none. Cut it down while I clumber the ground. He's asking a question, and this is the answer. And he answered, said, verse 8, he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. So Jesus wants to do something for you and I in these last days. Whatever is entering you and I, Jesus said, I am going to come. I want to come into your life. What he said, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus wants to come into your life. Let him in, Advent life. Let him into your situation. Let him into whatever you are going through in these last days. And let Jesus work. Let Jesus come and to dig and remove the things out of your house, out of your life, out of your heart. Jesus wants to dig. Jesus wants to give you spiritual eyesight, spiritual manure, spiritual fertilizer. So whatever area that you are malnourished, whatever area that you are doing spiritual walk, Jesus wants to give you spiritual hunger and thirst after righteousness, so you can grow in the stature and the woman in these last days, beloved. What a mighty God we serve. There is hope for you and I. Jesus wants to give you fertilizer so you can bear fruit spiritually, so you can develop character. Jesus wants to dig up the things out of your life. If you have hunger problem, hunger issue, whatever, unforgiveness problem, give over to Jesus. Surrender. So let it come into your life and it dig these things out of your heart, beloved, so you can put fertilizer and manure and to kill these things from the roots and let the fruit start to produce in these last days. Let Jesus come in. Let him in, beloved. Let me move on. Evangelism, chapter 5, page 32, paragraph 4. Evangelism, chapter 5, page 32, paragraph 4. Listen to this now, beloved. This is a rebuke for us. Seventh-day Adventists are asleep. What? Seventh-day Adventists are asleep. The Lord is pleading for laborers, for there is a great work to be done. There are conversions to be made that will add to the church, such as shall be saved. Men and women in the highways and byways are to be reached. Are you hearing this, beloved? So we need to be in a position that God gives you and I a burden for souls. Why? Men and women in the highways and byways are need to be reached. But why this why we are not working in these last days? Because Seventh-day Adventists, we are drawing snore. Lord have mercy. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 46. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 13. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 13. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. And my salvation shall not tarry. The bridegroom tarry. So Jesus, listen what the Bible is saying. I bring near my what? Shall not be far off. My salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Are you hearing this, beloved? What is the church lacking today? What Seventh-day Adventist is lacking? The righteousness of Jesus Christ. So Jesus realized and said, we are the lukewarm. We are lukewarm. The leaders here in church, we are lukewarm. And Jesus saying that, I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. My salvation shall not what? Tarry. I'm coming to save. Seeking the lost, yes. Pointing them to Jesus, beloved. Psalms 89, page 4, verse 14. Psalms 89, verse 14. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Are you hearing this? Justice, in other words for justice is righteousness. Righteousness, justice, and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. This is what's supposed to follow in us, beloved, in these last days. Mercy. Are you showing mercy to others while we are receiving mercy on a daily basis? So Jesus tell his disciple, remember when Jesus tell his disciple, tarry and wait here and watch with me. So for us today, so what must we tarry and wait for? Go with me to Luke chapter 24, verse 49. What must we tarry and wait for? And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye endure with power from on high. Pause. What you and I must be tarry for in these last days? The power, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Remember, I bring near my what? My righteousness. This is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the latter rain in these last days. Because remember, he said, I bring near my righteousness again. It shall not be far off. And my salvation shall not tarry. So he said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. This is the Holy Spirit. Remember when the Holy Spirit come and call upon Peter them on the day of Pentecost? They were changed. Peter was a changed man. Testimony for the Church, Volume 2, page 50, page 337, paragraph 2. Testimony for the Church, Volume 2, chapter 50, page 337, paragraph 2. A listless and feeling manner of presenting the truth will never arouse man and woman from their A listless and feeling manner of presenting the truth will never arouse men and women from their dead-like slumber. But their acts and words, by their preaching and praying that they believe that Christ is at the door, men and women are in the last hours of probation. Are you hearing this, friends? Men and women are in the last hour of probation and yet are careless. What? And stupid. And ministers have no power to arouse them. They are sleeping themselves, sleeping preachers preaching to a sleeping people. Lord have mercy. What does the word listless mean or unfeeling? The word listless of a person or their manner, lacking energy, spiritless, lifeless, lacking energy. So, beloved, we do not want to be spiritless, lifeless, and lacking energy. We need to be alive of the power of the Holy Spirit in these last days. What does the word unfeeling mean? Uncaring, unsympathetic, unemotional, unfriendly. A lot of Seventh-day Adventists like this. We're not friendly. We walk around with sour face. Beloved, when you have a relationship with Jesus, all you can do is smiling, showing your 33 teeth. Even though some of your teeth may drop out, but to God be the praise. Jesus will give you some new teeth one day as well. Brothers and sisters, we need to be smiling in these last days because smile. I was at Walmart and we just smiling. And the man said, I love to see people smile. That tell me something. We was having a conversation and that opened the door for us to minister to him. But nevertheless, let us move on. Time is running out. Romans chapter 5. So who showed the love of God in our heart? Because we need to have the love of God in the heart, Seventh-day Adventist, because probation about to close on us. Romans chapter 5, verse 5, and hope make not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Who shed the love of God in our heart in these last days? The Holy Spirit. So if I do not have the Holy Spirit, I will have a sour countenance every day. I will be mean and... Beloved, we need the Holy Spirit. Share him present truth and power. And puffed up. Lord have mercy. John chapter 21, verse 21. John chapter 21, verse 21. Peter seeing him and said to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? This is not our work. We must not look in and say, who's going to be the 144,000? This is not our work. We must not contemplate and discussing these things. Our work is to make sure that we have a personal relationship with God. Our worrying, our duty is to make sure that our name is in the book of life in these last days. This is our work. John chapter 21, verse 22, they ask in the same. Disciples, they have this concern. Jesus said unto him, if I will tarry that he will, till I come. This is dealing with John, the one that Jesus loved. What is it that to thee? So Peter was asking Jesus, what about this man? What's he going to do? Will he tarry until you come? Jesus said to Peter, what is it? What is that to thee? Our work, beloved, to make sure that we are making our calling and election sure. We are seeing our need for a Savior. We are realizing that we are wretched. We are chief of sinners. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. Therefore, ye also ready for such in an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Verse 46. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44 to 48. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Blessed is that servant who is Lord when he cometh shall find so doing. Verse 48. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delay.
Excuse me, Brother Ricardo, your line is breaking up, or it might be mine.
Okay, my line is breaking up. Can you hear me better now? All right, sorry about that. So I give, let me go back a little bit. I give John chapter 21, verse 21 and 22, and I give you also Matthew chapter 24 to 44, no, Matthew 24 to 44 to 48. Therefore, I read Matthew 24 to all the way to 48. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Blessed is that servant who is Lord when he cometh shall find so doing. So we need to be working in these last days. Amen. Matthew chapter 24, verse 48. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Brothers and sisters, we need to be working for the masters, working for souls. Great Controversy, 1888, chapter 22. Page 393, paragraph 2. Great Controversy, 1888, book, chapter 22, page 393, paragraph 2. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. The oil represent the Holy Spirit. But the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamb, the Bible. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Beloved, we need to be preparing for Jesus' second coming, because he said he come as a thief in the night. You do not know when a thief is going to contemplate and try to just rob or come into your house. And my time is past. Let me see if I can squeeze in this one for you. The Great Controversy chapter. Great Controversy again, chapter 22, page 393, paragraph 3. Now, the coming of Christ announced by the first angel message was understood to be presented by the coming of the bridegroom. The widespread reformation under the proclamation of his soon coming answer to the going forth of the virgin. In this parable, as in that of Matthew 24, two classes are represented. All have taken their lamps, the Bible, the lamps represent the Bible, and by its light had gone forth to meet the bridegroom. So, beloved, Jesus is coming, and we are delaying his coming. We get the message of 1888 message, and we should be in, God's people should be in the kingdom already. But we rejected the message of righteousness by faith. And God has given us a second chance. Please do not let your Savior down. Receive the blessing. Amen. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out and meet him. Father in heaven, I thank you so much, O God, for your goodness, for your kindness, for your mercy. No, the enemy, oh God, don't want you people to hear. As he realized that the line was breaking up, but I thank you so much for the heads up of my sister. Lord, I pray that, Lord, somebody will get a blessing. Somebody will be encouraged. Somebody's heart will be uplifted. Somebody will see that Jesus' love is drawing them closer to himself. As we are about to depart from the phone, I pray that your Holy Spirit, your Holy Presence will not depart from us. Keep us, for we cannot keep ourselves. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for that message. I pray that everyone got their writing utensil out and took down these passages and spirit of prophecy so you can go over them and share it with others. May each and every one of us have a wonderful Sabbath evening and a Sabbath morning. I am so filled with joy in my heart. I mean, God is so good. He is faithful to us. Let us be faithful to him. Let us trust him with all our hearts, our soul, and in our mind. Amen. Blessed Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Jesus love you. And so do I. Maranatha.